So it's good to be here with all of you this morning. And Philippians 4:4 says, "Rejoice in the Lord always." And again, I will say, rejoice. And joy is one of the fruits of the Spirit, so it is something we definitely want to excel in our lives. I thought of three ways that we can become more joyful and full of the joy of the Lord. The first thing I thought of is singing. In Psalms 147, verse 1, it says, "Praise the Lord! How good it is to sing praises to our God, for He is gracious and a song of praise is fitting." It is right for us to praise our God for His marvelous deeds. In James 5:12, it says, "Are any among you cheerful? Let them sing songs of praise." So if you're cheerful, you can sing songs of praise. But something that I have found out is if I'm not feeling cheerful and I sing songs of praise, it can make me cheerful. So it can work either way. If you're cheerful, you can sing songs of praise. If you're not cheerful, you can sing songs of praise, and it can make you cheerful. So I also thought of a couple places in Scripture where singing brought about miracles. Can anyone think of any?
Joshua?
Yes. That's one I thought of. It's in 2 Chronicles 20. So these three kings had come against Jehoshaphat to fight against him. And he sought the Lord, and a prophet prophesied that the battle would not be his, but that the Lord would fight it. So we start here in 2 Chronicles 20, verse 20. "They rose early in the morning and went out into the wilderness of Tekoa. And as they went out, Jehoshaphat stood and said, 'Listen to me, O Judah, inhabitants of Jerusalem. Believe in the Lord your God, and you will be established. Believe in his prophets.' When he had taken counsel with the people, he appointed those who were to sing to the Lord and praise him in holy splendor, as they went before the army, saying, 'Give thanks to the Lord, for his steadfast love endures forever.' As they began to sing and praise, the Lord set an ambush against the Ammonites, Moab, and Mount Seir, who had come against Judah, so that they were routed. For the Ammonites and Moab attacked the inhabitants of Mount Seir, destroying them utterly. And when they had made an end of the inhabitants of Mount Seir, they all helped to destroy one another." So God was able to work a miracle when his people believed, and when they began to sing, their enemies were destroyed. That's amazing. Can anyone think of another place where singing brought a miracle? Yes. It's in Acts 16. So Paul and Silas had just been beaten and put in stocks in prison. Start here in verse 25. "About midnight, Paul and Silas were praying and singing hymns to God, and the prisoners were listening to them. Suddenly there was an earthquake so violent that the foundations of the prison were shaken, and immediately the doors were opened, and everyone's chains were unfastened. When the jailer woke up, he saw the prison doors wide open. He drew his sword and was about to kill himself, since he supposed that the prisoners had escaped. But Paul shouted in a loud voice, 'Do not harm yourself, for we are all here.' The jailer called for lights, and rushing in, he fell down trembling before Paul and Silas. Then he brought them outside and said, 'Sirs, what must I do to be saved?' They answered, 'Believe in the Lord Jesus, and you will be saved, you and your household.'" So here again, Paul and Silas were in a real bad situation, but they did not give up. They were singing and praying, and God was able to work a miracle and set them free, and even the jailer and his household got saved. So you might say, "Well, I can't sing. I don't have a good voice. I don't know how to sing." Well, that's fine. We had an elderly neighbor, and he said, "Make a joyful noise unto the Lord." So You don't have to have a good voice. You don't have to be a good singer. When you make a joyful noise, God will hear you. And yeah. The second thing I thought of is simply looking on the bright side of things. Now, darkness is not something. It is the absence of light. When you shine a light into the dark, it always overcomes the darkness. And it's light, and you can see. In Romans 12:21, it says, "Do not be overcome by evil, but overcome evil with good." It's exactly what I'm talking about. If we look on the bright side of things, the brightness will overcome the darkness. Do not be overcome by evil, but overcome evil with good. We must overcome sorrow, depression with joy. Say you have a big work day coming up. You wake up and you think of all the dark things that could be. It's going to be a hard day. You're going to be tired at the end of the day. And you'll probably have a bad day. Instead, you could wake up and think, "Praise the Lord, I have work to do. I have food to eat." And likely there will be a big difference at the end of the day on how you feel. The third thing I thought of is, what are some things to make our joy full? This little song we sing says, "This is my commandment, that you love one another, that your joy may be full." And it's quoting John 15:11, where it says, "I have said these things to you so that my joy may be in you and that your joy may be complete. This is my commandment, that you love one another as I have loved you." So if we love each other, our joy can be made full. That's one way. Another way is in John 16:24. It says, "Until now you have not asked for anything in my name. Ask and you will receive, so that your joy may be complete." So when we ask God for things and receive, it makes our joy full. So we can ask for joy and receive joy, so it can make our joy full. The next time the dark clouds start rolling in, try shining a light of joy on them and see if they won't blow over. That's all I have. Open up for comments or corrections. God bless y'all.
Some of what you were talking about reminded me of something that I was saying to... We were talking about the subject of whether or not you're... You sing... Maybe you sing kind of poorly, or, you know, you don't sing that well. And I was having this discussion with some coworkers, and one of them is kind of... disgruntled person, and they said they can't sing very well, and I said, well, it doesn't matter if you sing with a bunch of other people, you know, it all kind of blends together, you can't really tell. So I don't know if that's a simple way of saying, like, you know, for the rest of the subject, additional people can help to share in the burden, share in the, you know, in the experience. And it kind of made me think about the construction. You know, I'm trying to put together some project, and it seemed like every time I would try to do one step of this project, I'd end up having to stop and, like, do something that was kind of tedious and takes a long time to undo. And so I had to go pick up some pickets this last weekend, and the first couple of things that we have to do was unravel some ratchet straps that just were, like, terribly bound up, and I had to take the seats out of our van and try to get all that situated. And so I was really grateful that my wife could be there to help with that process, get the seats out, and I could work on the ratchet straps, and it made it less cumbersome. But it seemed like every step of the way through the process, I had something like that occur, and I realized, like, how much I get mad doesn't really solve the problem. I just have to take a deep breath and get through it. And the But I had several occasions like that, and I guess it was a reminder to me to think joy, peace, patience, you know, long suffering, all these, you know, little things that we're supposed to be applying to our lives, and they shouldn't be. I guess these experiences shouldn't be so bad, but helping us to train and discipline ourselves. So I'm very grateful for the message. Thank you.
Oh, Matthew, I just wanted to say thank you. That was a blessing. Really good and practical. And I could tell you put thought, effort into it. I just really appreciate it. I appreciated the reminders. I needed those. And God bless you. I don't have much more to add. I guess I will just say, maybe I've said it before, I've been accused my whole life long of erring towards pessimism. So the more I get of those kinds of encouragements, the better. Thank you.
Amen, Brother Matthew. I'm going to take a verse. Thank you for a very edifying lesson. It's like enthusiasm. Enthusiasm produces enthusiasm, and so joy can encourage us to be joyful. I'll take one verse out of context, 2 John. It says this, I have no greater joy to see my children walking in truth. So I think your mom and your dad have joy for you giving that lesson. The Lord be magnified.
I appreciate it too. One thought I had, Matthew, about the principle of like when you don't feel joy, to like sing, and it helps you be cheerful. I've found that too. Or sometimes when whatever circumstances just don't really make you feel very thankful, to just thank God or praise God anyway. And I wonder sometimes if that's not what's meant here in Hebrews 13:15, where it says, through him then let us continually offer up a sacrifice of praise to God, that is the fruit of lips that give thanks to his name. Like sometimes you're just thankful and it just flows out because you have a thankful heart. Sometimes it's more like a sacrifice of praise. Like you don't feel it, but you bring it anyway. There might be more meaning to that than that, but I wonder sometimes if that's the meaning.
When the world and all its pleasures try to lure your soul away, it is all the devil's planning to deceive and lead astray. Why not take you.
Amen.